Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, one of the things that small business owners get into is we bump up against my second rule of small business, and that is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized. That means we work really hard. We spend a lot of our time paying attention to cash flow. We have to do that. It is the lifeblood of our business. But sometimes we do that to the detriment of profit. You got to manage both of those. You got to be building profit. You got to be retaining earnings. And one of the guys that we turn to when we want to learn how to operate more profitably is our good friend Bob Prosen. Bob has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. He helps people just like you to become a better managers of their business, and he's here right now to talk about how to grow profitability, to increase profitability in your company. Bob Prosen, welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, it's great to be with you again.
Good to have you back. He's the president and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. Bob, what do you think about the point I was making about how much it's just automatic that we focus on cash flow? How do we get over to spend more time focusing on profit?
Well, as business owners, we have to. That's our job. When you think about it, the fuel that runs our company that gives us the choices that we want, because small business owners, you know, we're entrepreneurs. We have a lot of ideas, but we got to fund those ideas.
Right.
And we fund those ideas through cash flow and profit. And profit allows us to reinvest back into the business. And it allows us, by the way, to sleep well at night, doesn't it?
Right, right. It sure does. And the other thing that you learn is the more profitable you operate your business, over time, sometimes it takes years, but over time, if you retain enough earnings, you don't worry about cash as much as you did.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, those lines of credit and all those things become less important. And who wants to be held hostage by anybody?
Right,
we want
right.
to make sure that we can fund everything we want to do on our own.
So how do we get to a profitable state?
Yeah, there's something really cool. I was up in New York last week, and I was working with like 300 small business owners.
Wow.
For a couple of hours. Yeah, it was a great forum, Jim. You would have loved it. And I showed them this process I've been working on with companies lately. Let me review it with you real quick. I like creating a profit-producing culture, and that went over so well with these business owners. They
profit,
related to it.
Profit-producing culture.
Yeah, okay. I call it P3.
I got you. That's going to be on the test, folks. Write that down. Go ahead, Bob.
And the three components of P3 are this. The first one, people. You got to have brilliant people. You may not have a lot of them, but whoever you have, they've got to be great. Add to that a precision process, a process to execute, to deliver your dreams, you know, the goals and objectives you set. And then finally, when you combine brilliant people and a precision process, you will drive unparalleled profit, assuming that you're in a market that people want to buy.
Right.
If you've got a great market where people want to buy what you have, and you combine these two elements of people and process, look out, folks. I've done it hundreds of times for companies, and it can drive profitability through the roof, Jim.
Well, and you said if you live in a place where you can sell profitably, but I maintain that if you find yourself that you somehow aren't selling profitably to the customers that you have, you haven't found the right customers.
Well, clearly we can't sell at a loss. Nobody can do that. Nobody should be expected
don't go courting Walmart prospects.
No.
They're
no,
not going to let you
all.
Make a profit. Find the people who want what you have, who love your special sauce. They're out there. You got to find them, and they'll pay you the price that you have to make a profit because you're doing something that they can't get anywhere else.
Jim, totally. And the reason people buy, 75% of our customers buy from us because they have a problem. And if we can solve that problem, identify that problem and solve it, which is one of the things that's so important in this P3 formula,
mm-hmm.
solving the problem your customer has. If you do that, that's what keeps them up at night.
Yep.
If your product and service can do that, they will buy from you.
Especially if when they think of some aspect of that problem, when they think about it, they imagine that you're helping them take care of that. What, you know, they think of you, they plug your face in, the name of your company or something that you do for them, they plug that in and they go back to sleep.
That's exactly what they do. You want to be a confidant of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, you know, if you're selling B2B, Jim, I love this, because when you sell B2B, if you can speak your customer's problem,
that's
and you
it.
Can talk to your customer about that, you are golden.
That is the magic dynamic. And I'm so glad you said that, Bob. My audience has heard me talk about this for years. If helping your customer is one thing, but when you can help your customers help their customers, and I'll tell you what else, Bob, and I've done this, and I know you've done this, I've helped my customers help their customers help their customers. Now, buddy, that's the hat trick. When you can pull that off, people will talk about you.
Oh, there's no doubt. I got to tell you, you're a unique breed, my friend, to be able to go down that far into the food.
Well, it was one of the, I'm not going to say that I started out with that idea and went out and found it. It kind of unfolded, and it's happened more than once. But my point is, at least I was thinking, hey, I see these layers of opportunity. I see these layers of people waking up at night, and if I can plug in all along the way, this is gonna be good business for everybody. And isn't that what you're talking about? This culture where you're paying attention, you're ready to focus on those opportunities.
Yes, you're ready to focus on the opportunities, but you have to use two things. You got to have the right people, and you got to follow a process that allows you to out execute your competition. Just because we know our customers' problems, if we can't deliver efficiently and effectively,
right,
we can do it where we make a profit, then we have a problem. So we need a framework to work with it. Hey, what do you think about these things? What would your life be like if you could get, let's say, a core increase of profit without increasing prices or adding employees?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can improve your margins without cutting inventory or overhead or staff.
And I'll tell you something, Bob. If you can get to where you can help your customers help their customers, you cut out about 90% of the competition right there.
You really
90% of your competition don't even have that in their head.
There's no doubt. They don't think that way. You know, I get to speak in front of hundreds of CEOs every month, small
yep.
business leaders,
yep.
and they take notes. Just they can't take enough notes
right.
on this.
Yep.
You would think you're talking about brand new stuff.
People, precision, and profits. Those are the three P's, folks. When we come back, we're going to let Bob teach us some more about how to be more profitable and therefore sustain success. That's what it's all about, isn't it, folks? Sustaining success. Bob Prosen, the book is called Kiss Theory. Goodbye. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.